Welcome back to Startup Nation on News Talk 760 WJR. Jeff Sloan and Dan Gliske.
All right, welcome back to Startup Nation Radio. Great show ahead today, focused on franchising. We're going to talk all about whether or not franchising is right for you. Before we get into all that, we'd like to acknowledge our great sponsors of Startup Nation Radio. This week's show, sponsored by Comerica Bank and our good friends at Walsh College, great sponsors of Startup Nation Radio and great supporters of entrepreneurship and small business. All right, well, without further ado, Dan Gliske, my co-host.
Hey, Jeff. Good morning. I'm really excited about talking about franchising today because I really look at franchising like a casino. I look at it where the house has the advantage. That's maybe our economy, a business in general.
Right.
And an entrepreneur has the odds stacked against them. I look at franchising as a potential opportunity to maybe bring the odds more your way.
That's absolutely true. That's right. Because if you're a franchisee, and again, that's if you're a person who, instead of starting a business of your own, you get in, you acquire the rights to start a business that is of a proven model. Say for example, McDonald's, right?
Right.
So if you're a franchisee, you get into business, you start a unit of McDonald's of your own.
Right.
It's owned by you.
Yep.
But you're following a model, a formula that they hand you. This is how you make the hamburgers. This is what you charge. This is
and
how
they've
you do
had
the advertising.
Idea. Right. They've had the idea already.
Right.
That's a proven idea.
Right.
Other markets, it's working correctly.
Right.
So you're stepping into something that's already proven.
Right. I like your metaphor a lot about the casino. I mean, business is, we know, risky.
Risky.
Lots odds stacked against you, right?
Right.
And this is a way, I love that, Dan. Actually, this is a way for you to kind of move that needle more your way, take some of the risk out of it. You follow that proven formula, you execute according to the plan, and the way it should work, then, is that you have better odds
right.
of succeeding.
So let me give you some statistics that,
yeah.
Jack, Jeff, I pulled off this morning. 96% of franchise businesses survive their first fiscal year versus 62% of non-franchise businesses, according to the U.S. Chamber of Commerce.
So a third better. Yeah.
After 5 years, 94% of franchise businesses succeed versus 23% of non-franchise
there,
businesses.
That's interesting, right there.
So
there's the big statistic.
I think today's conversation will be really interesting to prove that out, if that's really true. Those are some pretty high odds. And if they are that high, well, hey, why doesn't everybody do it? What are you waiting for?
Okay, so that's a great question. All right, you're on the money today, my man. All right, so listen. So why? That's right. Why don't do it? And part of the reason you don't do it, and we're going to get into this. We've got some guests today who are going to share their story with us, and we're going to learn about that. But when you get into the franchising model, you know, they always say risk and reward is always directly related, right?
Right.
So when you get in, you take some risk out if you go the franchising route. You also take some of the reward out. I mean,
sure.
You know, you're sharing the upside with the franchisor. Again, that's the business that started the business into which you're going to create your single location or multiple locations as a franchisee.
Correct.
So you're giving up some of the upside in exchange for taking out some of that risk, some of the downside.
That's right. And
yeah.
And I think the main thing for a franchisee, I would think, is still doing something that they're passionate about, still going into
sure.
something that they believe in, and that it's not just, I'm going to open up any kind of a business
right.
and step into it and
right.
be successful at it.
Right.
I would think that there's got to be a passion there.
Right. So to break it down even further, you're absolutely right. So if I'm going to get in, if I'm passionate about being in the hamburger business for,
right.
For lunch, I want to have a little restaurant. I want
right.
burgers for lunch, just to keep it simple and to stick on the analogy we started with. I could start a business of my own. I got to come
sure.
up with my own recipe. I got to come up with my own pricing strategy. I got to come up with my own marketing and advertising. I got to come up with my own brand. Right. I've got those are things I would do on my own. Now, if I'm successful, the upside is big, because now maybe I can be a franchisor.
There you go.
And start expanding by having others then buy into the proven model I've created through my new brand and business and my proven model. And so that's one way to go. All
right.
Of course, we all know there's a lot more, as you pointed out, a lot more risk to that model, too. What if people don't like the recipe I create for my burger? What if my quality control isn't there? What if my pricing's too high and I have to be at that pricing in order to make things work for me? You know, I don't have the efficiencies created by a lot of stores working out of a central warehousing location, for example, like, you know, franchises
right.
get to
point
do.
Point of sale systems, marketing
right.
systems, branding
right.
systems,
right.
all of that in a perfect world is all laid out for you already.
Right. Right. So I can still be passionate and buy into that McDonald's franchise and deliver that same lunch to my customers. It's just that I'm doing it again through following a proven model.
And look at the vertical markets, I think, that franchises do exist today. There's oil change place. I mean, it's right? every vertical market you can think of today is an opportunity. So doing your homework, doing your research, finding what you're passionate about, following your dream, making something happen, this is another opportunity. And if you can bring the odds in your favor, why not?
I love that.
That's the question.
Okay, and the why not you have to ask yourself is, if I really want to be bold, I give up some of my upside. So the why not is, there's not going to be quite as great upside. But as we're going to learn today, one way to create greater upside for yourself is to have more than one location of the franchise.
So that's correct.
We're going to learn about deploying that strategy to really make it work for yourself.
That's correct.
So you know, going the sure route and going the franchising model can be right for you. Well, we're going to help break all of that down during today's show. And again, if you've got questions while we're talking to our guests, we're going to bring on after the break. You can call us at 800-859-0957. Ask us your questions about whether or not franchising is right for you. And we'll try to break it down for you on today's show.
Awesome.
Looking forward to it, Dan.
Me too, Jeff.
It's going to be great stuff. You know, you and I will always say, we love to learn, too. We learn right alongside. Every time we interview a guest, we do a lot of learning ourselves.
When we bring on access to experts, we're the beneficiary just like everybody else in our audience.
Exactly. Well, I thought you knew it all.
I only think of you.
Well, you sure sound good, Dan. Keep it up. All right. Stick with us here on Startup Nation Radio. We're going to be back in a minute. We're going to be talking franchising and whether or not it's right for you on Startup Nation Radio.